Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Russell Talk in the deep. Russell Talk in the D with Martez starts right now. Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, man. We are a little bit late, and I'm also making a mistake in playing old sound bites from a couple years ago. But this is Russell talking to me with Martez. Dominic K. Vaughn should be joining us soon, I believe. He's going to join us. I apologize to Dominic and K. Vaughn before I bring them on for being late. It's been a long day, but it's all good. We're here to talk wrestling. I want to thank God first and foremost for another chance to talk wrestling. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my man Dominic in. He's been trying to get a hold of me all day, but I've been a bit busy. You finally got me, Dominic. What's up, brother?
What's up? Russell Talk Nation. What's good? As in the words of Tomasi Temple, what I like to say, Daddy's home.
Oh, my God. Hey, that indeed, because, hey, I'll never call you Daddy, bro, but Ciampa, I'm not even going to call him Daddy, but yeah. But anyway, Ciampa is in the house in NXT. He's the new champion. And then Dominic, you in the house, and you always in championship mode. But you're going to have to help me out today, Dominic, because I'm not on my A game tonight. But I just had to fly through NXT tonight. I had to fast forward it. Because I was at work, but I wanted to talk about some of it tonight. So I saw most of it, but I'm fairly impressed with NXT 2.0. You know, I like what I'm seeing so far. I don't know what you wanted to start off talking about, but I just wanted to start off with that, how good NXT 2.0 is.
Yeah, NXT 2.0, night two, second week. It was pretty good. I mean, we were trying to be like, oh, God, this is a man taking over. But I guess with the little Vince McMahon touch, it was a good, decent, more fast-paced. As he less long promos and more get to the chase, you know, get to the chase, you know, type of wrestling. Both NXT and not to jump guns, Raw yesterday, which was a really pretty solid good Raw. A quick, you can do a quick recap. There was a group, I guess you could say the up-and-coming newcomers, all in the ring when the show started. Monster Champa came out, and they were speaking about he went 908 days without Goldie. For those who don't know who Goldie, that is the NXT championship. And on the 908th day, that's when we came close. He has a few interference, like Pete Dunne, Tom Holland, LA Knight came out, and a few words of people in the ring, like you had the up-and-comer Jones, Carmelo Hayes, I guess Slim Jones or whatever. The new up and coming tag team of Briggs and the country, I like to call them the country bar boys. And it came when it went to a brawl. To the point of last week, Chopper and Bray, I mean, not Bray, the Steiner's son,
Breaker.
Bar Breaker, set up a main event tag team with him, Bar Breaker, and Pete Dunne and Tom Holland. Yeah. Oh, man, we just, it was so, yeah, the first, like, 20 minutes. Oh, backstage, we had Clive and a newcomer, which had a, like a four-way off. Two-on-two, yelling in terms of a fist fight with Lopez, Katie Ray, which set up matches with Katie Ray and newcomer, which I got her. I'm horrible. I'm just like. I'm just like kind of this part. I wish Tavon come.
He's here right now. Yeah, Tavon is here right now.
The tribal chief is here. You said the magic word. Ain't that something?
What's going on?
What's up?
Kayvon, finish it off. So after the brawl, the men's brawl, do you you remember in the backstage it was a 2-on-2 female altercation? Do you know the I know it was Alexa Lopez and B5. It was Kaylee Ray, and do you know the name of the new up and coming female? That was part of that little four-way brawl backstage.
As much as I would say yes, no, I do not.
Well, that's our homework for next week.
I mean, well, tonight's show, it introduced quite a few
I'm going to let you, because you guys got to run the show tonight because I'm out of it, but I was going to say, all I remember is her being kind of hot, you know. That's all I remember.
Okay, for the tag team I was talking about, Dr. Briggs and Brooke Vincent, that's the two tag team guys. I'm still looking for Dan, we finally got the Cruiserweight Championship with Kushida versus Roderick Strong.
Mm-hmm.
With, of course, Dynamite being Roderick Strong. What was your intake on the match, Jaymon?
It was, pretty solid. I was kind of sort of on the edge of my seat just to see who was going to win. But, hey, Diamond Mine ended up coming out with the victory, so congratulations to the new. What was the belt? Cruiserweight champion?
Cruiserweight championship, Roderick Strong.
Yes. Well,
congratulations to him.
Oh, my bad. Oh, no, you good. I was just saying congratulations to him. That's it.
Okay. Roger Strong, I think that kind of, like, lacked kind of entertaining or exciting championship. So hopefully we'll Roger Strong and the Cruiserweight Championship, it could give it a familiar NXT veteran, give it some depth to it, bring back some fans. Moving along, Kaylee Ray defeated Amari Miller. That's the one off the conference. Amari Miller. Of course, he is from the Show Me State. And it was a pretty 5-minute match. Amari came out clean. They weren't kind of had a mishap. Katie Ray, the veteran she is, saw an opportunity and capitalized. Next, we had Cameron Grimes defeat Joy Gacy, a new up-and-comer. Joy Gacy, another interesting gift. I guess he's like a psychiatrist. That's a gimmick. What is your intake on the newcomer, Jaymon?
My intake on the newcomer, I mean, it's good to see, some new people. NXT need new people. So my overtake on the new incomer is, well, for me, I'm going to sit down and wait, just see what they bring to the table.
Well, of course, Cameron Grimes, Mr. Super Moon. We got another newcomer match. Dante Chen defeated Trey Baxter, the first Singaporean superstar That was a very quick. It was like he thought Trey Baxter was gonna have an upset, but one quick another match that was like one quick mishap capitalized. Trey Dante did a move like as in I think one upset that we haven't seen before in 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Dante Chan. Moving along, Alexa Lopez defeated B5. Oh no, not B5. Anna, the common last name here? Yeah.
I think so. I think so.
Yes, sir. Amazing performance from Miss Lopez. She's another female that's on the rise. That's a powerhouse female. That got shot at her size, strength, quickness. It was an easy 1, 2, 3 for her. Then the rest of the Legado Fantasma was out. They cut a promo, and Martez Crew came out. Yeah, bro. Solo interference. Then that's when B5 came out and sat Lopez. They got a little cat fight in.
Wow.
So eventually, they got a match set up next week. Alexis Lopez and B5 in a no disqualify. Ooh. Match better live up to the hype. Two upcoming females who really ain't got, good enough experience in the ring already getting a no disqualification match. Stay tuned. Then we have Odyssey Jones was in a two against him handicap match against local jobbers, which of course your boy Odyssey won, but Witt had a chance. He had interference or distraction from Mr. Chance University came down the ramp, track Odyssey, but he still find a way to, of course, get the 1, 2, 3 of jobbers. Then we had the female Freebird trio, Toxic, came down and cut a promo. This is the Mandy Rose that I first have the full creation. Corey Graves was that. Oh, my man. Welcome home, fool. Mandy Rose. Any insight, Kayvon?
No, not really. And I'm with you. She is the most, I can't even say the most beautiful girl in WWE because, that's already taken up. But she is. She's pretty cool to me. I got to keep it PG, for the young ones out there. But she's pretty cool to me.
It's like she's finally finding her with Maddie real quick. Almost she cut. She really, I think Maddie is really finding her. Is trying to find her niche. Like, she has the performance, but she didn't really have the chemistry to match it up for Manny to be the really beautiful, like a lot of females. She's like living her in-ring performance is like more like, I can't believe she can really do that. with the whole new makeover and new kind of persona of her, nothing but silly for God's beautiful shape. Bro. And finally, the main event. We got Tommaso Ciampa and Bron Breakker. Steve Holland and Pete Dunne. It was a pretty decent, pretty good action. Any intake on the table?
Well, that was actually, like I said, this is another match that I had on the edge of my seat because you had different tag teams just going at it. And, well, it was brutal, but, you know, as we like to say, if Toothless Timmy, if he was up in there, then the whole playfield would have been different. But it was a solid match. I like it. You know, we had a just one interference, but, hey, it's the world of professional wrestling. What do you expect? But it was a pretty good match. I will actually go back and watch it again if I had time.
It was good. You know, it was like what you expect of these four competitors. You know, Pete found that bruising style at a point, took over with those bruising tactics and just working over, you know, moves that, you know, you saw as well yesterday, Shayna Baszler, and they follow up today with Pete Dunne. But, you know, of course, somehow Ciampa being the veteran overcame and, you know, got that hot tag Breakker. And, you know, that's when it's just over today's side, 1-2-3. At the end, we noticed Mr. Breakker holding the NXT title as if he wanted to either take off with it or use it as a weapon against Mr. Daddy. But he didn't. And that is your NXT review for tonight. So, fellas, anything else? Is there anything else y'all want to talk about tonight? Any hot topic, any news? What's on your mind? Big Five?
Well, see.
Got to get off.
That will come next week. You know, we got to get the fans on the edge of their seat. So that will be coming up next week. But can I just say, I'm probably going to talk about it again come next week. Can I just say the run that Roman Reigns is on? I mean, I'm sorry. Roman Reigns is the guy. He was on Raw, demolished. This is about every match he was in. And, hey, he said whatever show he's on, he's the man. So technically speaking, Roman Reigns is WWE. He's been to Raw and SmackDown. Next stop, he might come to NXT and start squashing people there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can only see one fair, good 5-star match he could put on with somebody right now, and that's right now the none other than the new upcoming Braun Breakker. Because I have to admit, Kayvon, anybody else down here, he's going to go through. He's just as you would say, Kayvon, he's just going to stack him up and pin him. 1-2-3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it for me. You know, come next week, it's going to be something else. Next week is going to be something else. The Tribal Chief should be fully recovered to talk about the topics coming up on next week, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say this, and I know I'm not talking much tonight, but I want to say I agree with you, Kayvon, because Roman Reigns, he's putting on a heck of a show right now. And I think this is the time, this is a period of time, Dominic and Kayvon, where we got to appreciate Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns, he is the legit big dog. He's a legit tribal chief of WWE. He's must-see TV, you know. Whenever you see Roman on the screen, you know it's a big-time thing, you know. And I think he's going to keep that title. I know I've said this before, but he's going to keep that title for a long time. But I want to go back to last night. I thought that triple threat matchup between those three big dudes was a sensational matchup. I thought it was they did a phenomenal job. The match was good from start to finish. You know, it was so much storytelling within that match. And what more can I say about Bobby Lashley? Bobby Lashley, he's not a scrub, you know. He's still a major player. And I was more impressed with Bobby Lashley than anybody. So I just wanted to take some time out to put the spotlight on that match last night.
I think really, if you ask me, it's like it's a fire in all three of them.
Right.
From his promo at the beginning of Raw, like mm-hmm. I said, I think that Apollo Crews, you really saw that Big E could be the household name for us being a WWE championship. He can't be taken serious. That he can
right.
go win to play the business.
Right.
Bobby right now is going to be a force. He's going to right now have a chip on his shoulder. That losing that title is, oh my God. You see a new he answered a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You know, we were saying, oh, Bobby's too lax. Oh, Bobby's kind of, he's kind of, you know, he doesn't have a level two of turn it up a notch or,
yeah.
or you know, like he doesn't fight with pride,
mm-hmm.
with anger. But he showed that, you know, on the attack, he's getting a Raw and then that match. Bobby is really, right now, he's going to answer a lot of questions. Right now, he's going to have a chip on his
shoulder. And I think that's the best spot for him to be in right now is to be the hunted. You know, I mean, to be the hunter. You know,
mm-hmm.
because last night, like Bobby Lashley has been champion for the last 5 months, I believe, but last night was greater than his whole title reign, and his title run was great. Hear me out. His title run was great, but
mm-hmm.
one night and him being him doing what he did last night like superseded his title run. It's like after watching him last night, I'm like, it's time to really push him again. Like, maybe y'all gave the belt to Big E too soon.
Yeah.
You know, and what about his go ahead, D.
Huh? No, you could go ahead, yeah. We on the same page, yeah.
Yep. And what about his conversational skills when he was talking to Sonya Deville and what's his name? The Adam dude. Adam Pierce.
Adam Pierce. Yeah, that's what I was pretty much saying real quick. That's what I said. Bobby kind of answered a lot of, I know us on this show was talking shows while back, like, you know, Bobby didn't have to mouthpiece.
Yep.
Bobby kind of was there, or he kind of was like, you know, he wasn't vocal enough. Bobby was all that last night. Bobby really showed, like, he's a better promo talker. He's better, you know. He got a, you know, he got a that quick of Bobby Lashley as you know, Almighty. As the Almighty Bobby. It was just, man, it's what you want from a person when they a superstar that currently loses their title, when it's the next time they're on, whatever show they're on, when next you see them, they interrupt everything. They're gonna come, you know, they're gonna sabotage, they're gonna attack, they're gonna tear some stuff up till, you know, they get hurt. So they get that rematch opportunity to confirm. That's what you want.
Yeah, and I think I know Kayvon, I know you want to jump back in, but I think if Bobby gets drafted over to SmackDown, which I think he's going to get drafted because he's never been on SmackDown since coming back to WWE, he's always been on Raw. But I think we can get a one-on-one matchup between him and Roman, probably at the Royal Rumble or at TLC. Something like that, after Roman gets finished with Finn Balor and Brock Lesnar. I think we could see a Roman versus a Bobby Lashley, which is an evenly matched.
It's a dream match, but it's just so hard. It's like it's a toss up with me. It's like you see either Bobby. It's like, I'm going to put it like this. I see McIntyre in that scenario than Bobby.
Yeah.
I see
McIntyre
more like going over SmackDown. And because I want to see, we got to get a good feel to go to face Big E. So I definitely would think it's more like it's going to be McIntyre that's going to get that scenario, like you said, that against Roman, against Royal Rumble or TLC.
I get what you're saying. I think Drew definitely is going over to SmackDown. I agree with you with that. But I think Bobby Lashley, believe it or not, he worked babyface last night. He worked babyface and heel last night, but more babyface. You know, he was getting a great reaction from the crowd. He wasn't the main heel. Roman obviously was the main heel. He was also the sympathetic figure last night because Bobby was bent out of shape about Big E cashing in, and Roman is over here on Raw trying to take over things. So Bobby was kind of the sympathetic figure last night. But I think Bobby's days of being a heel is almost over because he's so over. It's like when you think about it, the Hurt Business and Bobby Lashley, they've always had a huge fan base. You know, people like them. It was always hard to boo them, in my opinion, Dominic Kayvon. So I think
finish off that. I was done. Okay.
Yep.
I think right now, especially with it's always been, of course, the ECW fan base, WCW, and WWE. They kind of been, you know, with Bruce's and, you know, executive or whatnot, trying to dictate the fans of who to cheer, who to boo. I mean, of course, WWE, the Attitude Era broke the mold. But right now, I think with WWE in stage of, they're kind of going back, or in a way, they're the fans kind of picking and choosing who's the heel and who's the face. Well, it's just right now, certain people are just so hot that they are heels that fans are going to cheer.
Right.
So, Bobby right now, is that, you know, or, you know, depending on the matchup, it's like, I mean, you definitely see it in NXT. Like, NXT was kind of setting that tone, but now you're starting to see traveling a trend of NXT starting to travel to the main roster, like what you're talking about with Bobby Lashley coming here last night. And I mean, you kind of had a split. It was split down the middle for Roman too. You had the boom.
Yeah, it was split down the middle for Roman too. But we knew who was the top. At least I believe we all know who was the top heel last night.
Oh yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, some people know who this giant is. Some of you do not. And it, of course, it's a very good surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand up and acknowledge this great person. She goes by the name of Big Mama Jax. And, of course, she's just here to say just a few words.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening, baby?
What's going on? You decided to make an appearance tonight, huh?
Oh, but of course, you know, we always got to keep one up our sleeves every now and then. And I told her, I said, you got me on a good night, because I normally would be looking at the inside of my eyelids, but he got my attention where he said that my parents got a, y'all have a, what do you call it, block? Did you have a block? You have to excuse me, because I'm new at this, but
okay.
When he told me that, I was like, okay, I'm still up. Please, tell him I say hi. He said, oh, no, Miss Mama Jack, you gotta say something. So I'm like, okay. Hello, everybody, and it's good. I just had to stick my head in to say hi, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, you just, hey, do your thing. You know, don't get discouraged when you think that it's a setback. Just know you just taking a step back so that you can look at your future. You know how the quarterback, when they get ready to throw the ball, they take a step back to see where their future is headed, and they hike that ball, and they throw it out so that they can run that pass. The next person, that's how I see y'all. So don't ever think that it's a setback for whatever it is that you do.
Wow.
You step them back and look at where you're going. Okay.
Thank you for that. Our other co-host Dominic, I know he might want to say something, but I appreciate you saying that seriously. Like that means a lot. But before you go,
I don't know.
Dominic, did you want to say something to Mama Jax?
Oh, I appreciate it. It's an honor and a blessing to meet you. I really appreciate that. You know, every night, you know, Martez has to kind of give me that confidence, like, hey, man, when I would be like, oh, I stutter so much, or I didn't come hard with information, Martez is like, hey, man, you did your thing. You always when you hear it from you,
you're welcome. That's how we're supposed to do, encourages one to another, so. You know, even though, you know, if you look at the word enemy, that's just what it is. We're our worst enemy because our enemy is in me. It's in you.
Wow.
So with that, it's like we're our hardest critic. So when somebody is on the outside looking in, they don't know your struggle. So it's like, okay, I'm doing the best I can with what I got. And you always surround yourself by people who are going places and doing things. Like, you know, they keep talking about crabs in the bucket. Just look at the people who don't have the same goals and aspirations to do this. Look at this crabs in the bucket, and if somebody is down or you're at the same level as they are, keep them encouraged so that way y'all can lift each other up on every level. Like how Martez is lifting you, you continue to encourage him and lift him up. Just like Kayvon, he's the youngest one out of them. I'm sorry. Sorry, we'll see. Okay, just someone can be corrected. Okay. It's not what you say, but how you say it. I got you, tribal chief. Okay, so even though he's the okay, I'm about to put that there. Since he's the youngest runt or the smallest runt in the litter, I have to see you talk to me. I'm talking to you. Keep up encouraged. And I like that you all feed off each other. And I'm telling you, stay encouraged. And don't let nobody tell you you can't. Just everybody who tell you can't, say, yes, I can. And then you doing that, and you have to believe it. You have to mean it and believe it, because I'm telling you, it is, hey, survival of the fittest. Don't ever, if somebody say, oh, no, that can't be done, you ask yourself, well, why I can't? You know, ooh, why you can't.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to my bed. You youngsters, keep it going.
On behalf of the show and the platform, we want to say thank you. We love you, and I appreciate you, and we all appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you all too. You're my new son too, Dominic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is wild.
Wow. How do we continue on after that? You know,
man.
Should we? Wow. How do you continue on?
Well, how do you continue, ladies and gentlemen? As the tribal chief, we can do two things. One, we can continue talking about Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley and Big E, or we can close out. Because, you know, you never know what the tribal chief is going to do.
Okay.
Big Mama Jackson with this part one. I got so many more surprises to come. But, hey, it's now up to y'all.
We at 12:09 tonight, 12:09 a.m. Dominic, you running the show tonight, man. We really only have 15 minutes to go. We can end it right now, but, Dominic, it's you got the floor, man.
Oh, man, I mean, what's next? Oh, man. Another one of promo segment of the year that it seemed like I want to talk about, if y'all caught, was the Alexis Bliss Playground segment.
Yep,
had Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
I think that was unscripted.
Me too, man. Me too.
It got real. It was some pew, pow, 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 pow.
Yep. and Dominic Kayvon, you felt like it was real. You know, you felt like they was trying to hit below the belt, but at the same time, you know, they weren't trying to go too far off script. You know, but they said a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised Alexa even brought up the woo thing, the Ric Flair woo, being what he going through right now. I'm surprised she even kind of alluded to that. But, you know, I like the fact that Charlotte also said, well, you're basically taking somebody's stuff too, i.e. Bray Wyatt. You know, that's what Charlotte was saying. But I agree, Dominic. That was the highlight of the night for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just look like, damn, like, you know, Alexis called Charlotte out on things that was true. Charlotte called Alexis out at things that was true.
So, hey, Dominic, it came out. When they go out there and when they do, like, shoot interviews or shoot promos, when they get back to the back, is it like a conversation they have with each other, or they just go their separate ways? You know, like, do they apologize to each other? I don't know what you guys know about.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
me personally, I don't know, man. I thought you was the one that probably saw. You know, if it doesn't come on the internet, on the blog sites, on social media, about you know who was there in the locker room or who was there backstage or what was came out, whoever was in charge, mouth. It's like, we don't know. You take it as if. You know, hey, it is what it is. Maybe, you know, they may have to cool off and they look 6 feet apart from each other and, you know, maybe in a day or two or whatnot, they reconcile the differences or face consequences if it did work. You know, on the eyes of Vince or whoever, but I don't know the answer to it.
Yeah, because I would think like I think in some cases they might go back to the back and apologize. In some cases they may just go their separate ways. Like, oh well, I said it. You know, this is the territory that we work in. Things like that's gonna happen. You know, even like. Well, I think I said a few weeks ago, even this show, we may shoot on each other every now and then. You know, sometimes we can apologize about it, and sometimes we just let it go, and then, because we're not going to ever take it serious, you know what I mean, or take it to heart. At least I don't think. So I think that's something that happens in wrestling, too. They don't take it that serious in most cases. But I know Kayvon want to jump in. I know you want to jump in, Kayvon, but I do want to say this, Dominic. That was such a great promo. They brought us so many things that I've always thought about. Hey, I remember when Charlotte, when she was on Raw and Alexa was on SmackDown, they both were the top dogs. And for a while, those two were always winning the championships on their respective brands. But they never were on the same brand. So I'm glad Charlotte, they let Charlotte bring that up. And secondly, I'm starting to be a big fan of Alexa Bliss again. I think this is her time. I think she should win that belt. And I think she's absolutely over right now, and I'm ready for her to be champion.
Okay. All right, okay. Going back to your first question, what do they do in the background? That I actually have a theory. They probably go back there and they – of course, you know, they have to have a conversation with each other. So what they probably did was technically more like critique their promos. Charlotte Flair might go up to Alexa and be like, hey, good job tonight, but you could have said XYZ about me. And then, you know, Alexa could have been like, all right, cool. And you could have said XYZ about me. Sort of kind of critiquing their work, so the next time it'll be something else. But that's one. And two, Martez, I don't know why you said like now, like you starting to get back to being a fan. I have always been a fan of Alexa ever since her and Bray Wyatt, ever since they came together. But you know, that's just me.
Well, I'm not
messed up.
Did you hear that vitriol coming out of Kayvon's voice? Did you hear that? Like, what's wrong with you, dude? Let me rewind this back. I've always been an Alexa fan, but at some point, Alexa, it wasn't that same fire wasn't going for Alexa Bliss. I mean, I wasn't as excited for her as I was when she first came on the scene. But now she has reinvented herself. And I think she's starting to, I said this a few weeks ago, she's starting to scale back because I see her actually forming back to her normal self. I guess they're going to make this supernatural character a little bit more human. And I can see that happening.
Okay.
I think, you know, if you ask me about Alexa, I think she's been right now, for the past, I think, like 3 years, just being laid back to one. So, you know, kind of had a year prior to that, it seemed like a year or two off of wrestling. She was on and off. She was another one, was one of those wrestlers that was protocol. You know, they had to take easy. You know, that was
injury prone. Yeah.
Protocol of concussion syndrome.
Yeah.
And injuries and stuff. So, you know, they had to have a GM and, you know, have a little manager roles and stuff. And you know, knowing that, you know, she was funny and a bright superstar, but somehow keep her, you know, in the spotlight. So, you know, with and then this with her was getting back into, you know, wrestling form, and but then, you know, having made them pitch an idea of being a female Bray Wyatt
accomplished.
Right. Yeah, it's about time. You know, she's having fun. You know,
yeah.
And it's about time. I agree with you that, you know, that fierce little bombshell. You know, five, as Tyler said, little five feet sparkle. You know, come back.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 feet of fury, huh?
Yeah.
We got about 3 minutes to go. I want to do the final thoughts right now. My final thoughts of the night is this, and I'll toss it over to you guys if you have any. But there's a big match going on tomorrow night between Kenny Omega and Daniel Bryan, but I don't care. And I think there's something wrong with me that I don't. This is a big time matchup, but I'm not excited about it. I might watch it, but I'm not, like, losing my mind over it. So, I'm still trying to grow into an AEW fan, but I don't know if that's going to ever happen. But I should be more excited about this matchup than what I am, and I'm just not jumping over pews or jumping for joy for this matchup. But it's a big one, so that's my final thoughts of the night.
My final thoughts. Number one is good to be back. Although I'm not feeling 100%, but hey, I gotta do what I gotta do. And of course, Montez, just like you, I'm going to try to watch this matchup tomorrow. That is, if I don't fall asleep on a AEW like I did the first time I watched it. I'm gonna talk about that next week. But yeah, I'm gonna try to watch it without falling asleep. That's my final thoughts.
Dom.
Oh, okay. Dom? I was reading something. I'm here. I was reading something off the script, y'all.
Okay.
You know, man, a few words. not much. I hear what you're talking about. You know, it's Brian Danielson, sir.
Okay. They get it right, huh?
and me, I am not the biggest Kenny Omega. I swear, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks are like Jim Cornette said, they are like that. Yeah, like that video game dream that imitates that imitates everybody.
Yep.
Or
yep.
Copy mimic everybody. Like
right.
One day, Kenny Omega was had the Triple H evolution, but now he's looking like Al Stone. Which one is going to be Kenny Omega?
You got a point, man.
I don't know, but on a serious matter, the sky is the limit for WWE. It looked like, man, they each all their shows very edge and to the point and entertaining. It's been a while since I saw all three shows. Like, I was very, it was very entertaining and enjoyable. It was really good.
Yeah.
The first time this year for me. AEW, it's the third few. I keep my eye out. And
right.
I think the sky's the limit for. Anything else outside of them? I got nothing, bro.
You said a lot, man. You said a lot. You definitely carried this show tonight, you and Kayvon, and I fairly appreciate you all. I know I'm not always the best guy to communicate with before we do the show, but I appreciate y'all. And hey, we doing a good job over here. Let's keep doing it. This is Russell talking to D, and thank you for everybody that's listening. Thank you Dominic. Thank you Kayvon. Thank you Mama Jax. And thank you for listening. And we're gonna leave out on some Bryan Danielson or Daniel Bryan.
Or Bryan Danielson.
Because I'm getting ready to play his WWE theme song, that's why I'm calling him Daniel Bryan. Is that okay, or still call him Bryan Danielson?
Whatever.
Hey, that should be our number one topic next week. Like, is it wrong to keep calling him Daniel Bryan?
Is it just him, gotcha, or anybody that's not with the WWE that's you know, going by like you said, Daniel Bryan, or the next example? Are we still saying Dean Ambrose? Are we saying John Mox?
Ooh.
You can't say Dean Ambrose, you know.
Oh, hey, listen. It's a lot of stuff we can get into, because, like, John Moxley had to work very hard for me to stop calling him Dean Ambrose. Like the way John Moxley is, he makes me forget about Dean Ambrose ever existing. You know, so. But now with Bryan Danielson, like, he hasn't separated that much yet from that name. But anyway,
if you follow the man outside of WWE, it's hard. You know, that was more like, you know, Bryan Danielson is the preferred name to go by.
Right. That's true.
Okay, Marquez.
Go ahead, Dom. Go ahead.
No, just for you now. That's it.
You should. Now we do got to talk about that draft, because the draft is coming up soon. We got to talk about that. We got to slide that in right now. So this is Russell talking to D. We having fun. We out. Good night, everybody.
Not